Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad, the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission once again. Hi to Luddy and SoCal, sunny SoCal, hopefully. I know it's been raining like cats and dogs there throughout the spring, but he is soaking up the vitamin D. Going to be back with me on the Feed 5 podcast a little bit later on, but it's me. And you got demands, you got bets, you hope to cash, or you just fade me. And likely do the same. Follow me right now in the NBA. You're probably broke as a joke. With that in mind, let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. Let me throw out a wager at plus 100 odds or greater on this Tuesday slate across the spectrum of sports. And let's go with the NBA. Again, where I can't stink and win. And if I curse the Knicks, with Joel Embiid, listen, it's questionable. He's got a knee issue, of course, as well. He had some migraines down at shoot-around this morning. Kelly Oubre out with an illness as well. Also highly questionable. He was not at shoot-around at tape time here on Tuesday. So it's shaping up to be a quick exit for the Philadelphia 76ers there against the New York Knickerbockers. So on this SGP, a little two-leg action, give me the Knicks on the money line. I think they're going to seal the deal, especially there inside the always rowdy and raucous mecca of basketball, of course, in the NYC. And give me Jalen Brunson, 8 or more assists. You put those hands together at ESPN, bet a cool plus 131. And yeah, I get seduced by that juice. See, look at what Brunson has done in this series. He's got 8 or more dimes in 2 straight games, and they were double figures in back-to-back games in this series, and a guy consistently just getting after it, whether on the glass or in terms of him dishing the rock. I also kind of like Brunson on the over on assist plus rebounds, at number 12.5, and I grabbed that at a minus 102 juice a little early. Bonus time out there at FanDuel Sportsbook. He has done that prop in 6 of 7 matchups on the over against the 76ers during the entirety of the season, including the regular season. But, you know, specifically to the assist prop, Philadelphia middle pack and assist per game allowed here this NBA postseason at 22 flat. But the Knicks, again, I'm feeling very confident they're going to slam the door in this one and march on, probably inevitably on a collision course to face the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. So my plus bus bet of the day on the SGP. Come with me if you're buying what I'm selling. Jalen Brunson, the emerging superstar for the Knicks, 8 or more assists, and the Knicks to win the game, plus 131. At ESPN Bet. With that wager on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5. All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Don't worry, I'm going to have more round ball selections here in a minute that, again, I suggest you highly fade because I suck. I am ice cold. I am frigid. I am the dregs of the cake right now. In that lovely sport. So let's turn to Major League Baseball, where I am kind of winning right now. For those of you that follow the spreadsheet, we're up, but barely on the season. I think we were around 8 or 9 units up this time last year, so not that far off the pace. We finished up 99 units. 99 problems, I didn't have none last year there, Jay-Z. In the game of Major League Baseball. So hopefully we're going to go in a torrid streak as the mercury begins to rise as we are nearing the summer action. But today, I love Freddy Peralta to get the dub of the Milwaukee Brewers. He's going to do it for Bernie. He's going to do it for the chorizo, all the costume sausages at plus 110, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. Grab this at DraftKings Sportsbook. Freddy P has been simply marvelous at home over his MLB career. Inside Miller Park, 3.39 home ERA and a 0.98 whip. So not giving up a lot of hits, not giving up a lot of walks there in the process. And you look at Tampa. Again, folks, they got swept by the White Sox. You should get kicked out of Major League Baseball. You should get demoted to, like, I don't know, single A. For that kind of development, absolutely depanted, humiliated, and embarrassed by the sorrowful Southsiders. And that's great news for Freddy Peralta. You look at Tampa, over the last couple of weeks, they're numero cinco, number five, and highest strikeout percentage of the bigs, punching out 25.7% of their plate appearances. Peralta this season, an outstanding 12.07 K per nine, and also an excellent K per nine at home in his career, 11.73 in that category. High call plus swing strike rate, and again, just all the success that he has had consistently over his career in front of the partisan fans there at Miller Park. So for him to get the dub at plus 110, great way to play Milwaukee on the money line. They get my dollars through DraftKings Sportsbook on that wager. Numero cinco on today's Fade 5. Marching on numero cuatro on the countdown today, Ronaldo Lopez giving the over on 16 and a half outs on the road against the Mariners at a minus 125 juice, a little bit higher there, but I'm willing to pay it at BetMGM. A guy that's kind of flying under the radar right now. He has had a stirring start to this Major League Baseball season. The K per nine, not mind blowing by any stretch of the imagination at 8.64 and a 26.2. That's about it. It's kind of middling there. And call plus swinging strike percentage. But you look at the expected ERA. It's not that far off for where his current ERA is, well below three at 2.62 in that category. He has gone 18 or more outs, and all we need is 17 and four straight games. So this could be another six-pack of innings for him taking on the M's. Now, I know Seattle is number six in weighted runs created here in the last couple of weeks, but you look at Seattle at home, just outside the top 10 in that category. So what version of Julio Rodriguez are we going to get? Time will certainly tell, but I like Ronaldo to remain competitive in this one, maybe go another six on all we need him for are 5 2/3 innings. And if he makes that, we cash in. So give me that over, Ronaldo Lopez, 16 and a half outs in the Starbucks City, minus 125 at BetMGM. Numero tres here on the countdown today. Let's stay in the big leagues and let's focus on Boehm, or a guy I affectionately call Da Bomb because he is jacking a lot of those. That's Alec Boehm of the Philadelphia Phillies. Give me the over on 1.5 total bags in LA against the Angels at a plus 110 juice air at BetMGM. Look at what Boehm has done here in the month of April. The guy has four home runs and a 1,093 OPS. He's batting .368 as well and has hit the over 1.5 total bases in 11 of his last 13 stinking games. The guy is breathing fire like a dragon, and he's got a pretty nice return against Tyler Anderson as well. He's going to be taking the ball for the Angels. He's 2-for-5 against them lifetime with a home run and a 1,900 OPS. I know, but sample size, Evan, sample size. I understand. It's just a smattering of bats, but he does have some success against them. And again, he's just molten, volcanic right now at the dish. My feature play on thegamingjuice.com, a guy that I absolutely love. And I tell you what, daddy want, daddy need, daddy gotta have it. Alec Boehm, I think it's going to hit the over on 1.5 total bases. And if you want to throw in an RBI, it's a plus 145 at BetMGM as well. Hey, I already touched on it. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and get seduced by that juice. Sign up for a free account. You don't pay a single dime. All you got to do, log in with your name and I think an email address, and bada bing, bada boom, you're in. I'm going to have some members-only content this NFL season, and we had some during college basketball. A little bit of our slow time right now, but I'm going to have my three-point stance series revitalized from my old Yahoo days, previewing every single NFL team from a hybrid approach, fantasy and betting. The first team preview drops on May 7th, so next Tuesday. We're going to start with the Buffalo Bills, and I'm going to be rolling through that series all the way up to training camp, so make sure you check it out. We got daily NBA content. We got NHL content. We got PGA majors content. We just introduced WNBA content as well. a sport that's got to be white hot once that action gets underway because of a certain someone named Clark, Caitlin, among some of the other new arrivers are going to move the meter. We're going to cover it all. I even heard somebody's writing about the ponies. Giddy up, baby. The Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend. Check it all out. All of our picks, feed or follow. It's entirely up to you, as I always say, and it's free at thegamingjuice.com. Numero dos here on the feed. Five countdown. Let's go back to the hardwood, shall we? And let's focus in on Orlando and Cleveland. And in that game, oh, Spider-Man's got to have some active hands. Yeah, those Spidey senses are tingling in all the right places for me on the over 1.5 steals for Donovan Mitchell. And he has done this only twice in the five games so far in this series. But he looked overall, he's done this in 3 of 5 games against Orlando over the entirety of this NBA season, including a regular season. The Magic, too, they're getting the pocket picked. Largely due to Paolo Banchero, so maybe some help defense. Paolo does one of those patented spin moves and costs up the Rock. The Magic are giving up in this series 8 steals per game. That's the fourth highest amount of any playoff team currently in the NBA. So you put together the high success rate Mitchell's had in this category against the opponent. You'll also add in the difficulties Orlando has had keeping the ball in their own damn pocket, on their own damn end of the court. And I say Donovan Mitchell over 1.5 steals, -125 at DraftKings. And numero uno on the feed. 5 podcasts today. Let's stay in the NBA. It's probably going to be a surefire loser. Again, I cannot stinking win in the association, but I do feel good about this. I feel good about all these wagers. Something's just having a hiccup and is preventing me from cashing as a result. But let's go to the Pacers series against the Milwaukee Bucks. And it could be another upper hand situation for Indiana. And I think they have an opportunity to really close this sucker out, because you look at Damian Lillard. We'll see if he goes. Highly questionable. Same with Giannis. They both could be out. So I don't know, Jim. I don't know if they're going to be on the floor. But I love Andrew Nembhard, a guy you're not thinking about. Everybody's dwelling on Miles Turner or Tyrese Halliburton when you're thinking about the Pacers. But Nembhard has been balling out. So on this SGP, give me Nembhard, 10 or more points. And give me the Pacers +6.5 on the alt spread. That's even money. Little baby seduced by the juice there. As a result, at BetMGM. And look at what Nembhard has done in this series. Yeah, in one game, he only had 6 points. But in the others, 20, 16, and 15. He is torching the twine at a 61.1% clip overall from the floor. Whether it's outside, whether it's beating guys off the dribble inside, he's just getting buckets. He's taking 9 attempts per game. He's playing a hell of a fight about a tick at 35 minutes per game as well. And you look at Milwaukee, the sucky land right now. Defensively, they've allowed the second most opponent points per game of the playoffs of 116.5. And a lot of those coming from way downtown. They're giving up a staggering 14.8 three-pointers made per contest the opposition, the second most of any postseason team this year. So put all together, my number one play on this Tuesday on the SGP, Andrew Nembhard. Yeah, I'm really going out there on a Nim. Dad jokes. 10 or more points, and the Pacers +6.5 on the alt spread, +100 at BetMGM. But wait, there's more. It's bonus time. What other action do I have on my card today? Well, of course, we got to go with the team Huevos parlay play of the day. Look how juicy this bad boy is. In a matchup out west between the Buccos and the Oakland F's. And on this SGP, I'm feeling pretty damn good. This might actually come through in cash despite the long odds of +240 there at BetMGM. Leg numero uno, give me the Pirates to win this game straight up. I know Pittsburgh is dead last in Major League Baseball, weighted runs created over the last couple of weeks. And Oakland, middling, but much better, number 17, that category of the same stretch. But I think the Buccos are going to get the victory. Why? Because of leg numero dos, Mitch Keller, their supposed ace on the mound. I like the over 17.5 outs for him in this particular contest. He has done this in three of his last four. Yeah, he's got the 5.14 ERA, but look at the xFIP. It's at 4.06, which implies a shaving in a positive way could occur on that ERA. And again, Oakland, middle of the pack there in weighted runs created over the last couple of weeks. It's not like they're really tearing the seams off the baseball. And leg numero tres, Brian Reynolds, give me a hit. A guy that just rakes against lefties. Going to see Alex Wood on the bum. He is 8-for-17 lifetime against Alex Wood. And on top of that, against southpaw pitchers this season, he's batting just a mere 371 with a 1,107 OPS. And he's logged a hit in four of his last seven games. All right, so recap. My team, Hybus, parlay play of the day on the SGP. Give me the Pirates on the money line. Give me Keller to go at least six innings. That would be over 17 and a half outs. And give me Brian Reynolds wrapping it in the outfield for a hit plus 240. Yeah, I got some dudes. Buy that juice yet again. And I built that bad boy at BetMGM. Elsewhere in bonus time, a couple of more plays for you. Let's go to the LA Angels matchup, taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. I already mentioned Alec Boehm and how I like the over on total bags. I also like the over on total bags for Bryce Harper. Why? He is 6-for-10 lifetime against Tyler Anderson. And all six of those hits have gone for extra bases. So, you know, maybe it's a double, triple, a home run. Maybe he does get a pair of singles and kind of bucks the trend, but he's still got a 2,467 OPS in 10 at-bats against a southpaw pitcher. He's gotten at least two total bags in four of his last seven games. And you look at Tyler Anderson this season. Yeah, the ERA ain't too shabby, but he's given up an 11.5 barrel percentage. So when guys are making contact, it's often of the hard variety. So find a gap and split it, Bryce Harper. And we cash in on that over 1.5 total bases. Plus 115, by the way, on that at BetMGM. Elsewhere in the mix, let's stay in this matchup. Trey Turner, I believe, is going to score a run. And if I think Boehm is going to, you know, collect a couple of bags, if I believe Harper is going to do the same, chances are Philly's going to score some runs. So if you take Philadelphia, three or more runs, and you parlay it with Trey Turner to score a run, you can get that right now at plus 105 at BetMGM. Trey Turner, one of the hottest guys in Major League Baseball at the dish. And another player with a storied history against Tyler Anderson, 5-for-13 lifetime with a 1,082 OPS. He has scored a run in 13 of his last 16 games. And in the month of April, he's batting a 360. That's it. I mean, come on. And you look at Philadelphia. They are number two in weighted runs created over the last couple of weeks. So odds are strong. Philly's going to score at least three runs. And if that happens, I'm betting on Trey Turner being one of those guys that plays foot to plate. So again, to recap, Philadelphia three or more runs. Turner to score one of those runs, plus 105 there at BetMGM. Yordan Alvarez, give me him for one. RBI taking on the Cleveland Guardians, the number five ranked player according to batters-box.com and their matchup ratings. And it's understandable. He's going against Carlos Carrasco, a guy he has just spanked in his big league career, 3-for-3 lifetime with a pair of homers and a pair of RBI. So, you know, a couple of solo shots in there, but he's got 12 RBI. Here in, or 18, I should say, RBI here in the month of April. He's actually knocked somebody in three straight games. On top of that, Alvarez batting a robust 304 here this month with an equally robust 937 OPS. So for him to get RBI, it's plus 110 there at BetMGM. And last play, I'll give you one more quick SGP. I'm not going to go into all the gory details about it. I watch every single Cubs game. I'm a diehard fan, so naturally get some action on them. Nearly got no hit last night, and then they roared back. It got the victory against the Mets late, demoralized the defeat for the Metropolitans. But on this SGP, I like the Cubs at plus 3.5 on the alt run line. Give me the Cubs to score two or more runs. Give me P. Wizzy, Patrick Wisdom, to get a hit. He goes off against lefties. That's who he's facing in Chaminade. He's 2-for-3 against in his lifetime. So I need a hit from Wisdom. And probably batting in the two spot would be my guess. And then give me Sean Manaea for one walk. He has issued at least a free pass in every single start this season of the Cubs. Entrenched there in the top 10. And based on balls percentage allowed this Major League season. So to recap, on the SGP, Chicago +3.5 on the all-run line. Chicago, two or more runs. Wisdom, a hit. And Shamania, I walk +150 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, I'm out of breath. We're out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Ken Lundy's going to be back with me on the next episode, dropping Friday. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review of this lovely podcast at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Lundy always giving it to you at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same damn thing at Noisy Huevos, and sign up for thegamingjuice.com today. New pieces dropping every single day to scratch your fantasy and your sports betting itch. As always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.